So we are up to Os Dalet in the Perek on Bitachon. So the Chazon Ish described the person who preaches being the model of Bitachon. But that person is the model of Bitachon as long as the people are still coming into his store and everything is good, and there's no as long as there was no challenge in the area of Bitachon, so he was the preacher of Bitachon. But as soon as he needed some Bitachon, and the rival was moving in, suddenly, and he described how it all went downhill in terms of this person. Again, I think he pointed out, unfortunately, we could probably imagine such a scenario. So he writes in Os Dalet, Hagemul ha-mekuvel lona mehalos ha-dvarim ala sefer, ki ba-alosinus ha-gnus ala sefer, boim ha-dvarim ha-lohatim ha-metabchim ha-ponim la-kiras ha-gnus shal bitachon mezuyof. So what's the point? He already described the positive aspect of bitachon. So why does he have to go through what almost sounded, if it wasn't the Chazon Ish writing, as the cynical depictment of this person who is professing this false bitachon? Like, what are we trying to gain by doing this? And he writes that there is a gain to it. He really wants to. He's trying to show us how terrible it is. And he goes so far as to say, "V'im omnam shlilas habitachon machsor b'nefesh hamaskelas." Lack of trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly means there's something lacking in the person. V'kimach eino chelek b'ikorei ha-yahadus. Acholi mar mizeh bitachon ha-mezuyof. He says that it's one thing to not have bitachon. And that's a problem. And that's something that the person should work on. He said it is far worse. It's far worse to have false bitachon. Much worse to have false bitachon than it is not to have bitachon at all. Again, both are a problem in terms of violating certain yesodos, but having false bitachon, he says, is much worse. Why? Ubiyos haziyof shelila muchletes ve'ein la'zayfon mutar ala mushlul harbe min ha'aruriyah v'aheres babotech ha'zayfonim asher ha'mishulol nakimeyem. The one who is the faker, I guess as we'll call him, who has this bitachon which is mezuyaf, which is not real. So he says that he causes others, meaning. And when you see somebody, we react differently when we see somebody who should be presenting himself in a certain way and doesn't, versus somebody who we're not expecting much more from. And when you have the person you're not expecting any bitachon from, so that's what you got. But when you find when you have the person and you're expecting more from the person, it causes other people to be angry. And he says, besides that, the one who's just lacking it, so he's lacking bitachon. The one who's the faker is lacking the bitachon, and he's a faker. So he's got the two negatives. And the one who is the one who doesn't have bitachon at all, he's not training others in that way. Again, presuming that he's not professing a lack of bitachon Hashem, just he hasn't. There's the person who's professing a lack of bitachon versus the person who just doesn't have it. He's talking about the person who just doesn't have it. But the person who just doesn't have it is not trying to convince others. The person who's the zaifun, right, the faker, so he has talmidim. He's inspiring others to false bitachon. And he trains others in this way. Because you show others, the people who are surrounding this person who's working and always saying, bitachon, 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 and then suddenly when there's competition, he's doing whatever he can to undermine them, and suddenly it's not about bitachon anymore, but then he's embarrassed and he's doing in the back. That lesson It rubs off on others. And then perhaps the biggest problem, he says, is the one who doesn't have the bitachon is not going to cause a chil Hashem when other people see how he acts. You say, what do you expect from this guy? This is who he is. Aval zayfan kasher mizgala klonu misparsim al yosem mitu avos neged Shimon Riyahu. But when you have the person who's the faker, and suddenly it's revealed that this person who everybody always thought was this big Baal Baitachan and what he's doing to his friend, Omrim Ploni Shalomad Moser Kama Megunim Maisav Kama Mechorim Tachpolosav. So-and-so who learns Moser and tries to refine his characteristic, this is how we act, how disgusting is it? And that really is, I think the Chazan should actually, that's not word for word, but he's paraphrasing the Rambam's definition of a Chil Hashem and a Kiddush Hashem, which is looking at the person, and you say, the person who learns Torah, kama na'am ma'asav, how beautiful are his ma'asim, and as opposed to the person who is the Chil Hashem, which is kama mechuar ma'asav, how disgusting are the person's attributes. And we'll just continue a little more, the next os is kind of small. V'achem midas habitachon kinin halev. The way to acquire bitachon ultimately is that it resides in a person's heart. What's the telltale sign if you have somebody who has the bitachon is that he's not going around telling everybody how much bitachon he has. Because along with this midah bitachon automatically comes humility. And if you think about it, it makes sense. Right, because if you realize that everything is it depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your place as being the center is pushed to the side. It's not there. The gambalibo who ne'enach al chesron bitchono miyut shleim asubaze, and the person who is the real Baal Bitachon who has the anivus also is not going to profess that he's from the botchon because he realizes I still have so much more I can work on. I haven't achieved shleimus. V'rak lemaisa t'lavon bitachon v'atzmo bo yisparach. And and practically, the bitachon is just going to go along with him because that's how he's conducting his life. He's not going to be going crazy if somebody else opens up a competing business. And if you really it's a person who's about bitachon, there are stories like this of gedolim who helped the competition. And said, okay, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can make sure that both of us have enough of a parnasa. I don't have to undermine you. I have to do my part for my own business. But if you need something, well, we'll help you out as well. L'sachna beit tova, to give the person advice. L'asosav ruv, l'shkar talking also. And to do, again, small things. Nothing to, you can't do anything to direct. It's a lack of hishtadlus to directly undermine your business. But to help somebody else make a parnasa, it might infringe a little bit. That's that requires a bit of bitachon. The kama min hakadusha mosif ba'olam neros isho zechesed na misatei leischaros imo mosif tehili yavispach ashra v'ashrei doro. And it says not only does it help that person, not only is it good for that person, but people see it and people look at this unbelievable person who's willing to help out others, and it may cost him a few dollars, but willing to do for somebody else. That's the model of the Kiddush Hashem. Just as the difference between light and dark, and just like the difference between emes and sheker, so too is the stark difference between the person who has bitachon and the faker. And part of what he's trying to encourage by defining and pointing out the chesronos of the faker is to encourage us in terms of trying to make sure we do it in the right way.